Just two best friends accidentally starting a podcast. Just out here doing our best.
Being spooky and beautiful at the same time.
I'm Megan.
I'm Nola.
And we are the Dead Magnolias.
Yo! Hey, hi. Megan, what's up?
Not much. Just living in 2020.
Oh, yeah. New decade, new us, new podcast. Who dis?
Same thing, I guess. Whatever, we're still going to be talking about the same things. It's just going to be revamped. Because it's 2020, it's a time for change.
Yeah, except for, you know what ain't going to change.
What?
Guess what I did today.
Pooped.
Well, yes, that's probably not going to change. Unfortunately, not. I hate pooping so much. Which, actually, I did poop today. You want to know where I did?
At a bookstore.
No, it was a thrift store.
Well.
So, yeah. I don't know if you guys know too much about me. Hey, I'm Nola. I'm a Taurus, and I like to thrift shop.
It's so like, much. It's an addiction.
It's like treasure hunting.
Yeah.
And like,
to an extent.
It's so much fun, man. I love it so much. Mostly what I've been collecting recently have been these like crazy sweaters that look like an 80-year-old kindergarten teacher would wear. I don't
She's
think you're
not exaggerating.
But like that have like the cardigans that look like they're hand knitted by somebody that have like scenes on them.
Yeah.
That's just my jam right now.
What was the one your roommate got you for Christmas?
She got me one of this, like, on the back is this mom and her daughter in an overstuffed chair reading a book. And on the front there's, like, books with bookmarks that have tassels that hang off the sweater.
And the buttons.
And the buttons are books. And it's, like, this cream-colored thing, and the rest is, like, light purple and light pink. And I feel like it's Beauty and the Beast style sweater. And I love it so goddamn much. I was having an OSU one.
Hated buying it for her, but knew she would love it.
Oh, yes. I have an OSU one, too.
Do you really?
Which,
like an ugly OSU?
Yeah. I don't, like, really actually enjoy sports, but, like, might as well, right? I got this one at an antique mall for, like, $8.
Hmm.
On the back is the shoe,
yeah,
which is the Ohio State Stadium. And then it's got, like, college textbooks on the sleeve and a basketball and a football on the other sleeve. And, like, there's the buttons are alternating footballs and basketball.
That's insane.
And I love them so much. I love it. I love thrifting. I love antiquing. But, like,
see,
I don't
antique
know.
Antique malls have always scared me.
They were kind of creepy.
But I was, like, forced to go into antique malls when I was a kid. My dad married a woman, and, like, every week we would go to this giant antique mall in Springfield, Ohio.
Is it the Heartland one?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that one's so good.
And we'd spend hours in there, and I wasn't allowed to touch anything. And I just had to stand there, and it was awful. But then, you know, like, looking at some of the things in there, I would just get so creeped out, because, you know, I'm like 7, and I hated everything.
You can go with me, we can touch stuff.
Oh, okay, perfect.
but, I don't know, I have, like, a weird conviction. Like, I like to buy clothes. Great, fun. Sometimes when it's, like, actual stuff,
yeah,
I get, like, freaked out. Because I'm like, who owned this? Why did they own this?
How many hands have been on this thing?
Is part of their soul connected to it? Like,
always a possibility.
Like, some fucking shit from, like, Supernatural when
yeah.
Bobby died and Dean kept his flask and Bobby kept, like, kind of shuddering back into existence. Do you remember that?
Yes. I'm looking up haunted dolls on eBay right now.
Oh, God. Are any coming up?
Oh, absolutely. I looked, there was, like, a couple months ago where I had watched something where somebody had, like, bought a haunted doll and talked about how eBay just had thousands. So I started looking them up, and I had just moved in with some new roommates, and I told them I was going to buy, like, 6 of them and put them in different rooms in the house, which they didn't enjoy, but it's fine. Yeah. Oh, I'm funny.
I actually earlier today found an authentic haunted doll for $150 on Craigslist.
Mm.
But that's like Columbus area, so if any of you are interested in a haunted doll, get into
just
that.
Just saying, I'm gonna buy it.
Don't do it. Oh my god. Okay, so we have seamlessly segued into our topic. I don't know if you guys have kept up, but we are talking about...
haunted objects!
Yeah. Scary stuff with, like, demons and shit.
I found a haunted doll that has an eBay listing.
Oh, God, what is
it? It's a little baby.
Oh.
Haunted doll Donovan.
Aw.
You want me to read the eBay listing?
Yes, please.
Okay. Item description. Donovan, the haunted baby doll. He's pretty cute. I'll put a picture on Instagram. Please know he is an old doll. He was found when I did a paranormal investigation on an abandoned farm, with a capital F, naturally. He has wear and tear from being in a barn for so long. He was found under wood boards with other dolls. I was surprised to find him. He was very dirty when I got him in the other doll's home. I did clean him up first to the best I could.
Wash him with holy water?
Yeah, apparently. He opened up after I showed him compassion and care.
No.
He isn't a very happy vessel as a doll. He has been mistreated and is sad because his original owner left him and doesn't understand how anyone could do that to him. He will communicate through a spirit box or pendulum. He will tell you about how he was left behind when his family left him many years ago. He's very attached to people and loves dogs. Please, if he speaks to you and you want to give him a home, do not put him in a box or lock him away. This is a child doll and wants to feel loved and wants to be around, just like a human child would. He is scared, so give him time to open up. He likes to be taken care of. If you take the time to talk to him, you will hear his story. He can come off mean at first. He doesn't mean it, though.
Oh, God.
He doesn't understand why he has been left behind by a little girl who loved him. Special info on spirited objects. I cannot guarantee your doll will perform for you, in quotes. These are real individuals that have lived real lives and are worthy of respect. They may take a bit of time to warm up to you, or they may show themselves to you right away. Please do not adopt a haunted object with no intent of offering them attention, affection, or communication. They're human beings, not party tricks or meant to just sit on a shelf. An adoption should be taken seriously, particularly with children that need a motherly touch. If you have any questions, feel free to ask.
And why is he keeping it?
I don't know. I'm assuming that whoever gets this doll will have to deal with the abandonment that man gave him. But he lets you know he is not responsible for the activity or actions of this doll once it's under your possession. It is a paranormal vessel. Due to eBay rules, I must post this. All paranormal dolls are stories for entertainment purposes only. But I'll let you be the judge of that.
Oh, God.
If you have any questions, feel free to ask me. I will be listing many more. I'm going to get him.
Listing many more?
Right now. Like, he's only $30.
Do not buy that doll.
Look, he's pretty cute. Look at that baby.
No. Do not buy that. That's a waste of money.
But he's got other... Oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I was reading something on Haunted eBay today that was, like, all of these people, like, that had bought things, and they're like, it's not working, and the guy...
It's not working?
The guy, like, responded, he's like, you've only had it for 24 hours. You've gotta wait. Like, these things...
Like, they open the box, and they're like, why isn't anything happening?
This isn't working.
Why isn't this inanimate object talking to me?
That's I just don't
so
get it.
Crazy, man. Okay. Oh, man.
Yeah, so haunted objects... The object is known as, what, a conduit, mm-hmm. is how those are described. Conduits are just simply empty vessels that spirits can, like... inhabit and, you know, do some of their stuff through. Either it be a demon that is, you know, posing to be this, like, what word am I looking for?
Benevolent.
Spirit to get people to, like, trust it and get it in the house, like, in dolls, like, those really pretty, like, porcelain dolls or Raggedy Ann dolls, if anybody knows what I'm talking about.
Wink, wink.
So... Yeah, so I've always been intrigued by this kind of stuff because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But I'm so sorry. You were looking at haunted eBay. So that guy happened.
Oh, that was it? Yeah.
I didn't even know haunted eBay was a thing until about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So she's already brightened my 2020. I'm gonna waste so many hours on that website.
Oh, God. Do not buy anything, Megan. I'm telling you now, I don't want that shit near me.
No promises.
So, last week we talked a lot about Scarefest and how Megan and I go there, and there are, like, paranormal investigators there. And there was one year, one dude from, like, Ireland was there.
Were you there with me that year? Yes.
And he had all these things on his table. Yeah. And they were, like, in these boxes, because it was, like, dolls and, like, coins
and he had the, like, fucking jewelry. Music box from the,
From the first Conjuring movie? For that one?
It was a box that was in the second, like, the one that's in the second movie, the one that takes place in London.
Yes.
It had an artifact from that house.
Oh, God.
Like, I didn't touch any of it. I was too scared.
This table made me actually uncomfortable.
He had, like, it numbered 1 to 5 on the, like, amount of activity that each object had. It was insane. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I was going to.
It made me uncomfortable. I don't want any of that shit near me, Megan Christine.
Hey, he was a priest, so he blessed the objects daily.
Yeah, and you're not going to do that. And shit's going to react. Like... No.
Yeah. Ugh. Can't tell me what to do.
I will.
I'm 27.
You guys, I don't know if you can feel it, but I'm giving her a mom stare.
And I'm giving her a rebellious, I don't care, I'm not a teenager anymore.
That's why she is nervously laughing.
I won't buy anything, but I will look.
You can look.
Okay.
Do not purchase and or touch.
You just told me I could go to a thrift store with you and touch whatever I wanted.
Yeah, antique malls, but, like, do not purposely buy something that's haunted. Jesus Christ. Okay, moving on. Haunted objects are super common, where, like, people are exploiting it, obviously, on eBay and Craigslist and all these, like, specialty shops and stuff. But also, they're being exploited in movies.
Like, overly exploited.
Or overly. Especially dolls.
Yeah. Because they're, like, they look harmless.
But then they're still, like, creepy as fuck. So, some that are just dolls, like, if you guys are interested in watching movies about haunted objects, you can watch Dolls from 1987.
Mm-hmm.
That is actually one of my favorite horror movies, just because I remember watching it as a kid. And, like, thoroughly enjoying it. Because these adults just get fucking owned by these dolls.
Right.
Which are, like, actually good, because they don't... They only, like, fuck with people who are being bad.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, a little girl who doesn't get messed with, and then there's a man who's, like, kind of like a child at heart. He's just, like, a gentle person.
Right.
And he doesn't get harmed either. So it's just the, like, piece of shit stepmom and 80s punk trying to steal stuff from these old people.
So, be a dick, people.
Don't be a dick and dolls won't kill you. Obviously, there's Annabelle.
Yep.
Which...
has its own franchise now. That sucks. It's fine.
Showed up in The Conjuring, first movie.
Was
it's
it
had...
Oh, yeah, it was the first one.
Three movies?
Annabelle, Creation, and then Annabelle Comes Home. Yeah.
Okay. Annabelle Creation was actually really good.
It was, like, a lot of jump scares. And I appreciated that one. Annabelle Comes Home... The movie sucked.
I didn't see that one.
But I went and saw it with a roommate of mine. I appreciated it only for the fact that it takes place at the Warren home. So
their, like, little
their
museum.
So you get to see, like, all of the artifacts that they have in their museum, which was really cool for me because I was able to, like, pick stuff out and be like, oh, I know what case that is. Yeah, I liked that one.
There's Child's Play series, which is, like,
Chucky.
A different way of a haunted object because there was, like, a ritual involved.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, like, your voodoo shit. So there's a lot of voodoo objects that can fuck with you there. And the Puppet Master series, which sucks.
Yeah.
Very
bad. I was very afraid of the one, though, the, like, little, like, Zorro-looking one.
Blade.
Yeah. I was always afraid he was gonna, like, jump out of the toilet while I was sitting on it and stab me.
Because there's that scene where he's, like, stabbing the person in the shower, right?
Yeah,
like,
I still don't stand on shower drains. I will not. I will put my feet on either side of it because I am terrified. I only saw, like, clips of that movie when I was little. I didn't like it. I think I tried to watch it again when I was a little older and just couldn't get into it.
No. There was, like, that thing was weird. The whole storyline is weird. There's a puppet woman thing that just, like, belches up leeches.
Yeah.
that fucking kill people. I don't know. There's that series. But then there's also, like, other movies that have different other, or different objects. Like, there's, cursed objects, like the, configuration box from the Hellraiser series. Yeah. And what are some other good ones? Christine, the haunted car. Rubber, the haunted tire. So...
Yeah, if you ever want to watch a really good movie, watch that.
I had never seen Rubber, but I was reading the, kind of, like, the plot summary on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And it seems ridiculous, because it's, like, a movie within a movie,
mm-hmm.
but they're linked.
It's very strange. It's
and
very, very strange.
There's a tire that's alive, it doesn't know why it's alive, it learns how to roll, and then it learns that it has telekinetic powers, and it just, like, goes around and explodes everybody's fucking head.
Yeah, it's,
like...
There's movies where I'm like, what were people thinking when they were sitting in the boardroom, and they were like, I have this idea. What about this? But also this. And somebody's like, that will be a banger. Like, let's make it right now. Box office hit. No.
Like, it was at one of those, like, fancy festivals, like, either...
I can't remember which one.
I forget every festival name now.
Sundance. There's always
Sundance. It was at Sundance. And got, like, pretty good reviews there. Because it was, like, with the whole movie within a movie, it mm-hmm. was, like, a...
Just a weird...
Like a tongue-in-cheek
yeah.
type thing. So
it's strange. But it's a movie. It's there.
So...
You can waste an hour and a half of your life if you really would love to.
But the point we're getting at, haunted objects are everywhere.
Everywhere.
So yeah, we both found different haunted objects or cursed objects that we kind of like did some exploration on. We got some backstory
that we wanted to share them with each other. So I have no idea what she's doing, and she doesn't know what I'm doing.
I just know you're doing a doll.
Mm-hmm. She tried to guess, but she could not get this one.
Because I was like, oh, well, you came out and were like, it's not Annabelle.
Because
and I was like,
no.
Oh, is it Robert? Nope. It's like, no, it's not Robert. So, I don't know what's next.
Because would you like me to go?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm covering Peggy the doll.
Peggy.
I have an Aunt Peggy, so it was fun. So I was telling Nola that I wasn't going to go with Annabelle or Robert because those are pretty obvious. Annabelle, everyone knows about. And, like, big horror people that are, like, into this stuff know about Robert the doll. It is an interesting story. I would love to cover that on another episode, but I wanted to go with something that Nola didn't really know about for this one. So her name's Peggy, and honestly, in any, like, WWE wrestling match, she would take Annabelle down in terms of, like, how scary this fucking doll is and how scared of her people are.
Damn.
So this doll is so haunted that people can't even, like, look at pictures of her on the internet or, like, watch videos with her in them without claiming that weird things are happening to them at home. Like, they're getting really nauseous, they get really bad headaches. There's a woman that claims she even, like, had a heart attack and ended up in the hospital for a few days.
So she's got some strong residuals.
Yeah.
I cannot say that word.
Residuals. Mm-hmm. So, I read that, like, a couple years ago. I have known about her for a while just because I keep up with this stuff. But I was like, man, a doll that can, like, affect people through the internet? Like, that is something I need to cover. So, I believe that the love of my life, Zach Bagans, now has her in his museum. He does. He does have her. So, you go through his museum, everything's fine, but you actually have to sign a waiver before you go into the room with her in it. Like, you don't have to go, it's not a part of the regular tour. And when people go in there, even if they've signed the waiver, if they get up to that door and the tour guide goes in, they give them the option to stay outside. So she's sitting in a room, like, by herself, and there's a spirit box going off constantly, like, it's always on. Just so if there's anything that happens with her, they pick it up and they get it recorded. But the museum's in Las Vegas. Like, I want to go back, and I really, really want to go to this museum. It just seems like so much fun. Like, he's just got a lot of historical stuff in there
mm-hmm.
That we're very famous in paranormal investigations, so Nola, I'm just saying we can go.
I'm fucking down.
It's in downtown Las Vegas, which says to me that it's on the scary part of Vegas side, but that's fine. So a little bit of history on Peggy. There wasn't much, because she just kind of, like, popped up out of nowhere. So there was a family that owned Peggy for a while, and they were claiming that she was giving them bad dreams, enough to a point where they called in a priest and had them bless the house, and things got worse.
God.
So Peggy was evicted. She was sent to a lady named Jane Harris. So Jane owned her until Zach got his hands on her. So after having multiple mediums come in and check Peggy out, they claimed that Peggy had a spirit trapped inside her that was restless and had been persecuted in her life with possible ties to the Holocaust.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What does Peggy look like?
I will show you a picture of her, and I'm going to put a picture on Instagram if you people are, like, actually afraid that she's going to affect you. I'm going to put a picture beforehand so you'll have to scroll over to see it. But she kind of just looks like a normal-ass doll. She's, like, bigger, but short-ish blonde, like, probably my length of hair, blonde. Mm-hmm. Sweet face. Like, she doesn't look scary. Like, you wouldn't look at her and be like, this doll's going to kill me. So, yeah, with possible ties to the Holocaust, I was like, and she's, like, sinister? Like, you would think that they'd be like, ooh. So, people are really afraid of her. But then, we'll talk about Zach's history with her. So, in an article I found on deadcentral.com, check it out if you have time. I really liked the website. I had never heard of it, but I ended up on it, you know, through clickbait and found it, but it's got a lot of interesting information about different haunted locations and different objects and just things that you can check out. Peggy apparently has a long history. I just don't, like, there wasn't really much verifiable information to find because people are afraid to cover her because of how many people have gotten sick. There's a video on YouTube. I watched it, and I'm still here in 2020, so it's all good. But, like, 80 people in the UK claim to have gotten sick because they watched this video. It's literally just her, and they zoom in on her face. And they zoom out. And they zoom back in. And they zoom out. It's real strange. So, like I said, Zach has a waiver for you to sign if you want to see her in the museum. And then this is the video. So there was a video released a couple of years ago, and at least 80 people claim to have gotten sick. So this stuff could have some validity. It's not like 80 people all got together and they were like, okay, we're all gonna say we had a headache. So like I said, I'm gonna put a picture on Instagram, but if you're like afraid that something might happen, just don't scroll through and look at that one. But honestly, I don't think anything would happen. So this is a direct quote from Zach, again, the love of my life, about Peggy. So he says, I've met many haunted dolls, including Robert the doll and Harold the doll. Harold's like a really creepy looking baby.
Is he creepier than looking than Robert?
Yeah. Because Robert's, like, just cloth.
Yeah, he's a weird
guy. Harold is porcelain and cloth.
Oh.
So it's, like, strange. So he's met those two, but none of them has affected him as bad as Peggy the doll. When we were filming with her on Deadly Possessions, which I am going to, like, do, like, a play-by-play for that episode, because I watched it and just laughed my ass off the entire time. Flies manifested out of nowhere and swarmed me, and then I had a dark energy overcome me. I interviewed a woman who told me while crying she suffered a heart attack within seconds of looking at her. There was no doubting her. We also did a seance with Peggy and a well-known medium, and we heard a typewriter start typing by itself. So they do, in this episode, they do like an investigation, and they're talking, and they're like, do you hear that? Because you just hear this like somebody's typing, mm-hmm. and then you look over and there's a typewriter in the corner. Why? I have no idea. But it's typing by itself, and they're like, oh, that's Peggy. She's making her presence known. And we're like, no, yeah, really?
Did they read what was typed?
No, it wasn't. There was no paper in there, so it was just like the keys were clicking.
They fucked up.
Yeah, I was like, man. So because there isn't a lot of history on her, just because the family that owned her before didn't ever really document anything, I figured I would just share some stories of people who have had encounters with our lovely guest. There's a video on YouTube that I was talking about earlier that has its own warning. I figured I would look up some comments of the video. I was watching this at like 2:15 in the morning. I didn't watch it that night because I was too scared, I'll be honest. But here are some of the winners for the comments. First one, I had a sense of sadness. I'm crying while I look at the doll. There is a great pain in that doll. I can only hope that her spirit has found a sense of peace. I was like, oh, that's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Another person, I could not breathe while watching the video or seeing pictures. I almost had to go to the hospital. And then this one, which I didn't understand because nowhere did this doll claim this. This person said, what's pissing me off is that Peggy clearly stated she's not Christian. So take the damn rosary off of her out of respect for her wishes. That might make her a little bit happier, don't you think? And I was like, what?
Did so you
I
just watched the video. That doll's religion?
I know. I was like, I watched the video the next day and never once was it like, no, this doll is not a Christian. I don't know. It was like, maybe they took that whole, like, she has ties to the Holocaust thing as like yeah. that. But I was like, still. So then, you know, I had looked up enough of the comments of, like, these people were having serious reactions or whatever. And I started looking at the funny comments. So this one, that doll looks so much like Hillary Clinton. The next one, only watching this because I hear people get sick and I don't want to go to school.
That's a fucking winning comment. Jesus Christ.
I had diarrhea, but I think it was caused by my Starbucks coffee.
Why are people so funny?
So, all of those were live reactions from this actual video that I did not watch that night, but I was like, you know what? Like, I've seen all of the Deadly Possessions episodes. I know what one they're talking about. Like, I've watched it before. I'm going to watch it again. And it's, what, it's like probably 2:30 at the time that I started. And I'm, like, kind of afraid because I'm down in my living room by myself. And my living room is very open. So I was just like, oh, God. So, did I watch it just to hang out with Zach for an hour? Maybe. But.
Maybe.
Here's my review on the episode as a whole.
It's I'm ready for
it. It's like a live tweet edition. So I was just typing my reactions as things were happening. So the doll enters with a bag over its head. And Zach just stares at it. And said, I'm going to try to sound like him. He just said, why does that doll have a sack over its head? And Jane Harris, the woman that owns this doll, literally looks at him and says, she hasn't been around people often, and I didn't want to overwhelm her.
Oh, God.
It's a fucking doll. Oh, my God. Okay. So, as we listen to this beautiful man ask such dumb questions, we wonder with anticipation, will the sack come off? We don't know, because people are, like, freaking out. Like, when you look at this doll, you have a heart attack. Is he going to take the sack off his head on his television show? Also, this was, like, a couple minutes later, Facebook and online are two different entities to Zach. He asks, why does this doll have an effect on people by looking at a picture on Facebook? Or just online. And I was like, Facebook is on... It's fine. There's two separate things to him. It's okay. He's still pretty. That maybe his looks are carrying him through life. So...
It was just boldness.
Let me see. Because it might be right after. I can't remember if the sack has come off at this point. But Zach's talking to Jane. And he's talking about this, like, the history behind Peggy. And, you know, the rumors behind her. And he just starts swatting in the air. And we're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, he's schizophrenic or something. Like, just, oh, God, I'm seeing things. And then he says, all of a sudden, I'm being plagued by flies. There's flies in here. Does Peggy bring flies with her? No one else can see any flies.
Oh, God.
Like, Jane is like, and Aaron just goes, huh. And then Aaron can suddenly, oh, yeah, yeah, I see them. Yeah, they're there. And I was like, are these just, like, ghost flies not being detected by the camera? Like, is that a thing that you two are doing? Because he's, like, swatting. He's like, do you see them? And you can hear that they have inserted a fly sound into the camera because you just hear the, like, it's so weird. And then right after that, Zach says, dolls is one of my phobia. So I wrote.
Dolls is onomatophobia.
No, you beautiful dumbass. Dolls is, that's already wrong, one of my phobia. Dolls are one of my phobias. But good God, dolls is one of my phobia. I was like, no. Oh God. So, I let that go. Continue to watch the episode. But I swear he interviews people like they are learning English that day. Like, he speaks so slow. He's just, like, so Peggy. She, like, really affects people. Like, just letting these words sink into these people that they're like, okay, so he said those ones. Oh, yeah, so that's the question that he asked me. And I was like, oh, my God. So he moved a woman to tears talking about the doll. And I said, or just talking in general. I couldn't figure it out because he was talking so goddamn slow. And he said, this is all sad, but you're going to be okay. Do you think the doll had something to do with it? And she's like, fuck you. You brought me here because of this doll. No, I was sad because my dog died. Like, shut up. So that's the woman that has claimed that she had a heart attack and she was in the hospital for a few days.
Damn, why did they bring her back near it?
Right. So the doll's not in the room at this point.
Okay.
He's just talking to this woman. So he's like, do you think the doll had something to do with it? Let's bring her in. And she's like...
Like fucking Maury.
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean you're gonna bring her in here? So she's like, no, I don't want to do that. And he's like, no? Well, you don't want to see the doll that, like, almost killed you? And you had to explain to your kids while you were in the oh, yeah, I get that. Yeah, that's totally fine. Like, we won't bring her out. Whatever. So then the sack comes off. So... He says, what would happen if we took the sack off Peggy's face and showed her face to the camera? I'm guessing we would all know what she looked like at that point, because nobody knows at this point what she looks like unless they have read up on our line. But right before they take the sack off, this red light starts blinking in the back room. And I'm like, oh, is she affecting the lights? But he's like, no, that means that something's going on in nerve center. So he runs and Billy's in there. And Billy's like, one of the cameras stopped working, and I'm freaking out, man. And they look, and it's the ballroom camera. So right before they took the sack off, the camera that is in that room on her turned off.
Ooh.
So we're like, oh, that's kind of cool. And he said, he said, is this a warning from Peggy? If it is, I can't change my mind now. I must know what's under this sack. And I just, like, laughed. I had to pause it.
I must know.
So, enter the Peggy without the sack. She's really quite cute. And he asks, he, like, looks at her, and then he just looks at the camera, and he says, so everybody at home, what are you feeling right now? And I wrote tired, because it's 1:15. I guess it was 1 o'clock. 1:15, and I'm watching you be weird. This was very strange to me. But suddenly... You know, he's talking to everybody, he's fine, he's looking at her, everything's cool. Suddenly, Zach's like, nope, fuck this, I can't be around this doll. He's overcome with a feeling and has to leave.
Well, because dolls is one of his phobias.
Yeah, dolls is one of his phobias, so he feels anxious and tense. And maybe that's because that's what he's heard people feel when they look at her, and he wants to feel included for once. So he stomps around this ballroom, and he's like, I'm angry, Aaron, I'm angry! And then Aaron's like, dude, just calm down. He's like, I almost put my hand through this window! And we're like, okay. And Aaron's like, why don't we, like, go outside? Why don't we try that? It's fine. It's really okay. So,
what's the reason?
Cuts to a commercial break, because, you know, they've got to get this angry, tall man outside. Comes back, and Aaron and Zach are walking down a little sidewalk outside of the museum. And he says, this is Zach. He says, as soon as I saw her, I wanted to start killing everybody. It was so weird. Was it? Was it weird for you that you were like...
I all of a sudden want to murder every single person.
But then I was like, that's a gross exaggeration from exactly what you said 3 minutes ago. Of like, I was feeling anxious and tense to, I wanted to murder everyone in the room. And I was like, I just don't know what's real anymore. Nothing makes sense. It's fine. So, he goes back inside and fucking makes the woman that almost died go up to the doll and, like, see her. But first, he talks to a psychic, and he's like, hey, I want you to meet this doll. We're going to do a seance, but we're also going to bring this bitch in. Like, she's going to sit here and do this with us.
So fucked up.
He's just like, he's got some weird ideas. So what he did not tell this woman was that they were going to do the seance, and she was like, yeah, whatever, like, I'm spiritual. And she walks in the room, and she's like, wait, wait, that is an inanimate object sitting in that chair. Why is that here? And he's like, oh, I didn't tell you Peggy was going to be here. Like, she's invited.
So awkward. She said she wasn't going to come, so I invited you. Yeah. But then she showed up anyways. Like, isn't this funny?
So she looks, and she just starts crying.
Oh.
And you're like, you feel bad for this English woman. And he looks at her, and he's like, yeah, she's here. But, like, if you want to leave at any point, go ahead. The door's right there. You're totally free to leave.
She tries to leave, and the door's locked.
Yeah, you know? So, I was like, that warning would have been really nice before she entered the room. I was like, hey, that doll that you think caused a heart attack will be there. If you don't want to come in, that's totally fine. But no, that's not how he works. So, they start the seance, and the psychic is like, do you see that candle dancing over there? That one, to the left, right behind Peggy? And watching Zach in a seance talking about candle flames moving on their own is like watching a 2-year-old figure out how life works for the first time. Because he said, that candle moves, but that one over there, nothing's happening. Do you guys see that? Like, just like that one, that flame is going all over the place. And that one is completely still. What is happening? And you're like, whoa, that is like watching a kid figure out airplanes go in the sky. And they're like, oh, airplane. Like, it was just very, very strange. So he stares at the poor woman. He's tricked into the room as she is laughing and crying. Like, this woman is having a psychotic break.
Jesus.
Because she, like, would laugh for a second. She's, like, just, like, crying. And you're like, oh, God. And the way that Zach looks at her, I'm going to see if I can get a screenshot, because it just, I had to rewind it a couple times because I was laughing. But he's just, like, just not saying anything, just staring at her. So then he tells her that everyone else is going to leave the room and leave her alone with the doll. I put my notes, how to ruin someone's whole entire life for 300, Alex. Like, that is a Jeopardy question. But don't worry, because this woman's story ends in pure ecstasy after, you know, everybody's left the room and she's just kind of like...
Pure ecstasy?
Yeah, no, she's really happy.
Okay, like, I was like, that's a weird fucking way to say that.
No, she's really excited. So they leave the room and she literally, I'm pretty sure, just looks at her and she goes, hello. Because what else do you say to a doll that you're terrified of that you're in a room with by yourself? But after, like, a couple minutes, she's like, okay, I don't want to be in here anymore. And the psychic goes in, and she's like, it's okay. I have figured out all of your life's problems, and I am here to help. So, she puts a hand on Peggy's head. And she said, you can't get rid of her until the connection is broken. So she puts the hand on the head, and she karate chops in between this woman and this doll. And she goes, see? All better. So, you know, this woman went back to the UK. She's living a really lovely life now. So that was the end of that part of the episode. So that's really all that I had on Peggy. I can certainly put a picture of her on our Instagram again. I will set it up like a multi-picture so that if you want to see her, you can. If you don't, you can keep scrolling. But that concludes my segment on our friend Peggy. She's awesome.
Spooky doll.
Yeah.
All right, so I went on a different route. Of course. Was like, fuck dolls. So I was scrolling through the internet, and there's a bunch of weird, like, haunted shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I saw was, like, this haunted bra from, like, the 1950s that was like, oh, if the wearer, like, whoever wears it, they get, like, supernatural confidence.
Oh.
Which is crazy, but it's only, like, a 32A. nothing to be confident about. but they were like, don't worry, if that's too small for you, there's ways to interact with the paranormal creature inhabiting this bra. Like, if you lay it on a table next to a white candle, you can see the outline of a female.
A white candle. Specifically white.
Because the red candle...
Uh-huh.
will bring forth the female, and with a red candle, you can have sexual relations with her.
Ah!
Yes. White candle. You want the white candle.
Always. Oh my god.
So, there was that, and I was like, what the fuck is this? There's a haunted wedding dress, where this woman was like, yo, I want to get married to this guy, I love him a lot, I bought a wedding dress, and her dad was like, no, you are not marrying him, no.
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 So, but daddy, I love him.
But daddy, I love him. So she doesn't marry him, but she's like super bitter and has this wedding dress and she like glares at it, and one day she dies in the same room as it, and
and as the dress.
As the dress.
She dies in the room with the dress. Yes. Okay.
So, assumingly, her spirit is in the wedding dress that she never got to wear for real.
Uh-huh.
And, people who've owned it since then have, like, noticed that there has been, like, the dress will, like, randomly flutter and move, or sometimes they'll hear weeping from the same room as the dress.
That's sad.
So there's that.
Poor bride.
But I decided to find something with a little bit of a weirder story. Mm-hmm. So the objects themselves are not weird.
Right.
Not really.
But the story is weird.
Story's weird. So, setting the scene. We're in England.
Ah.
It's 1985.
Oh.
And there's a house fire. Everything has been burned. The family is alive.
Mm-hmm.
They lasted, and so did one thing in the house.
Were they in the house when it happened?
Yes.
Okay.
So they got out, they survived, one other thing survived, and it is a painting of a boy who is crying.
Oh my god,
The crying boy, yes! Paintings. Yes.
Shit, this painting's so terrifying.
When somebody came and was like, the Sun is a newspaper that does, like, daily articles.
Yeah.
And when they were talking to, or, like, interviewing the family about this, they learned that this family's not the only group of people that have experienced this happen. No.
Yeah.
Different paintings. So they actually learned from firefighters that there have been multiple fires across the UK that have all dealt with similar paintings. So it's not the same exact painting,
right,
but similar ones of little boys who are crying. And, the newspaper, like, runs away with this.
Right.
They're like, fuck yeah, this is crazy.
We have landed the story of the century.
Yes. So, there's all these house fires, everything burns except for these paintings, and they're like, what is going on with this? So, like, the newspaper has, like, gathered all this information, they found out that there's, like, at least 50 fires connected to this since, like, the
1970s. Connected to paintings like this.
These paintings, yes. All the firefighters say that they were due to, like, human ignorance or carelessness.
Right.
But the paper's like, fuck that, there's something weird going on. Like, there were fires in all these places, and all of these paintings have survived. Holy. Like, no,
like,
damage.
Nothing, yeah.
So, they're just like, they've got all these headlines that are like, crying boy curse strikes again. And there's, like, the blazing curse of the crying boy. And so they're, like, trying to gather up as much information as they can. But it was, like, actually really tricky to do. Eventually, somebody found out that one of the artists was Giovanni Bragolin.
Uh-huh. Yeah, naturally.
Which is actually the pseudonym for Bruno Amadio.
Hmm.
Which is actually the pseudonym
it's Amadio!
Amadio! So he's got another pseudonym, Franchot Seville.
Okay.
So these three names are for one artist who was really popular back in the 1950s. So he did a series.
Yeah.
On crying boys. Like, post-World War II, there were a lot of, like, orphan children just living in the street. And he just, like, captured their cute little innocent faces.
Yeah.
And, like, their tears, and had, like, a whole series of them. So there's about 65 different versions of the crying boy.
Jesus.
And they've been, like, reproduced.
Oh, so lots of them. Yeah.
There is one boy in particular that really stands out for this, though. He was also a street urchin either in, like, Italy or Spain.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Don Bonillo? Bonillo? Mm-hmm. Something like that?
Yeah.
Something
super European.
Italian.
Yeah.
And this little boy actually ended up being adopted by the artist. So, he was in the streets alone. the artist adopted him from this priest, and the priest was like, you should actually probably, like, think about this. Like, this little boy, there is, like, destruction everywhere he goes. Like, he watched his parents die in a fire.
Yeah.
Everywhere he's been since then, there have been fires. And the artist is like, ah, nah, fuck that. I'm taking this kid in. So, he takes the kid in, and one day, he's, like, out about, and he comes back to his gallery, or, like, his studio, and it's in flames. So he, like, kicks the kid out. He's like, fuck you.
You caused this. Bye.
Get the fuck out of my life. And people think that he, like, this boy cursed these paintings.
Oh.
Which is, like, why they all end up in fires.
Yeah.
It actually turns out that in the 1970s, there was, like, this fiery auto crash. And the body was burnt, like, totally past recognition.
Like the little boy.
And it was the boy, yeah. Aww. I found out it was him. So.
Poor little
this
guy.
This is, like, all the connection, like, the backstory of all these, like, paintings. Yeah. Like, they're probably cursed because of this kid. We don't know if, like, he was actually an innocent kid or, like, what. His nickname was Diablo. They called him Devil Boy.
Like it, people around town? Or, like,
yeah. Ooh. So, like, he...
So, like, a Damien type thing.
He possibly started these fires. And, like, watched his parents burn. And watched all these things burn around him.
Oh, my God.
So, it's possible that he's evil.
And I just said, poor baby.
Yeah, poor baby boy.
Poor baby little devil boy.
But eventually, like, back... So, fast-forwarding to the time where, like, the newspaper is running with this. They're like, hey, everybody, like, send us all of your sad boy paintings. We'll get rid of them for you. I ended up receiving, like, 250 paintings.
What?
And, like, there have been some instances where people, like, tried catching individual ones on fire, and it's just not working.
Like, it's just fireproof
to the max. It's fireproof to the max. So, eventually, in 1985, on Halloween, of course, they gather up all the paintings that they received and, like, used a lot of fuel and burnt these motherfuckers.
Did they actually burn?
They did eventually, yes. Okay. And they believe that they lifted the curse, and, like, that it's been dissolved,
mm-hmm.
but hopefully. But, some people have been looking into it, so it's either this crazy-ass curse, where, like, things are burning down, people are dying, and, like, the pictures are surviving, so it's, like, a curse.
Yeah.
Or it's, like, it was actually painted on really thick board, and it's got, like, a... fire-resistant lacquer.
Right.
And, like, some of the theories are, like, if the string that was holding it up on the wall burned, and the painting just, like, fell face down on the floor,
then
it's, like,
burn.
Protected.
Yeah.
Huh. From the heat. So it's either, like, this crazy intense curse.
Yeah. Or just coincidence.
Or, yeah.
But it's, like, I guess what is the likelihood that every single person that had one... and had a house fire happen, what is the likelihood that every single person had a rope burn and it fall flat onto the ground? Because it would all be depending on where they put the painting and what they did with it. And, like, if it fell on a couch, because if it fell on a couch, it's fucked. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So, yeah.
I knew about the painting. I didn't know all the backstory.
And it's, like, so many different ones. So, like, when you look online, each article is going to have, like, a different fucking painting on it.
But, yeah, I looked at the Wikipedia one. It was just one of them, but...
So there's, like, so many, and, like, these things are still resurfacing in, like, thrift stores and antique shops and stuff. Like,
no, thank
I'm on this page on Facebook called Weird Secondhand Finds,
mm-hmm.
and somebody posted the other day about a crying boy painting, and I saw it and was like, nope!
You just comment, and you're like, nope, no, get rid of it immediately.
I don't think they bought it. I think they just saw it in an antique store. And I was like, don't do it.
Don't get it. But it's like, how is the antique place not burned down?
I know. And there's, like, so many places online that, like, make reproductions. Like, you can buy a sweatshirt with a crying boy picture on it. Just because, like, it's...
Why not, right?
It's gotten so
popular
big since the, like, media ran away with it. Like,
that makes
it's such a, like, conspiracy mm-hmm. theory type thing going on.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Huh. I really like that.
Yeah. Very interesting, right?
Haunted paintings have a lot of story behind them.
Yes. Because it's like, is it from the artist? Is there something, like, painted into it that's crazy? I don't know. It always just makes me think of, like, I grew up watching The Witches, which is based on the Roald Dahl book. And in that, the witches, like, capture children in paintings. And, like, every once in a while, the, like, figure will move and it ages until they, like, actually disappear. I'm like, ugh, that's creepy. So this reminded me of that, so I really liked it.
That always scared me in Harry Potter, when things moved.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, mm-mm, no, fuck that.
That ain't right.
Ugh.
So, yeah, moral of the story today, be wary of what you buy in thrift stores and antique malls. Mm-hmm. Don't buy used dolls ever.
And if you ever come across the painting, The Hands Resist Him, stay the fuck away from that thing.
Yeah.
Look that up. Oh, God, that one. I thought that's what you were covering at first, and I was like, fuck, that one's crazy.
Yeah. Nope, I did a little different one.
No, that one was really cool, though. I'm glad you did that one.
You're not gonna buy shit online, are you?
No. No, I will not.
Okay. I wanted to get that, like, on tape for real. So that when you actually do buy it and you die, everybody in the world can hear me telling you don't, but I've got the same fucking tone as Willy Wonka.
We had to pause it earlier, and Nola told me she'd buy all of it.
No. Danger.
No, I won't buy anything. Good. I'll just have fun looking at the listings, because I like to read product descriptions and comments.
Yes. And I urge you all to do the same. Just stick to the online browsing. Please don't buy shit. Please don't buy haunted shit. Don't put that in your life. Please don't do it! Your resolution for this year, 2020, or maybe not a resolution unless you've already done it before. If you've done it before, resolve to not do it again. If you've never done it before, your goal is to continue to not be haunted. Right?
Yeah.
Sound good? Everybody in agreement?
Sounds decent.
Okay, now that I've mommed everybody, we're gonna hit it. We're gonna go.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in for our first podcast in 2020.
Hell yeah.
And we'll speak to you next week. I was gonna say see ya.
No, we won't see you. But you'll see us on Instagram. I don't fucking know. Follow us, Dead Magnolias Podcast on Instagram, and follow us on whatever fucking streaming services you like to use. In the meantime, stay spooky.
Bye.